Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Beth Seawald, President and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, hosts Jason Frierson, the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, and Kelvin Atkinson, the Majority Leader of the Nevada State Senate, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
I'm Mary Beth Seawald, President and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce. The 2019 legislative session is well underway, and we are here in snowy Carson City at our state's capital, enjoying the weather. We're here with lawmakers who are really working hard this session. They do every session, but they're working on things that are super important to our state, things like the business climate, education, and things that are really important to our quality of life. I am so pleased today to have the two top leaders of the Nevada State Legislature, Senate Majority Leader Kelvin Atkinson, and also Speaker of the Assembly, Jason Frierson. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Thank
you. We really appreciate it. You know, this session is such a big and, you know, it's an important session. Every session is. But I know that our viewers are really interested in kind of finding out what you all think are the most important topics coming out of the session. If we could start with you, Leader Atkinson.
Well, you know, there's a few. You know, I tell everybody you come in typically and there's always one burning one. And I think we're blessed this session to not have one that's just kind of going to dominate session. But we have quite a few. I mean, we, you know, last week just passed sensible background checks in our state. And so we're proud to have had the opportunity to get that done. Education is always at the top of our list and always on our mind to get done. Health care in this state, we're always going to continue to work on those issues, and we have some housing issues that we're trying to take care of with affordable housing and some other things. But this session, I think you'll see a big difference in a swing and not one topic dominating the conversation this legislative session, but quite a few things.
Okay, yeah, I know there are a lot of things that are on the minds of Nevadans this session. Speaker Frierson, what are you hearing from Nevadans, especially that they want to see addressed in Carson City this session?
Well, I think the majority leader touched on the first main issue, and that is supporting public education. I think that we have lagged behind. A lot of our kids don't have textbooks. A lot of our teachers don't have the tools that they need and going into their own pockets without being being reimbursed. If we want to have a healthy, successful climate for the business community and for our overall quality of life, we're going to have to improve public education. So I would say at the doors, it's been support for public education and, of course, support for expanding access to quality health care.
Okay. Are there any other, I know you've touched on several topics. Is there anything else that's kind of, you know, on the minds of your constituents besides that?
The other thing that I think we haven't talked about yet is continuing to expand on the use of renewable energy. We've made some progress, and we're going to have to continue to make progress. There's no reason why Nevada shouldn't be at the forefront. I think now that we have some clarity moving forward in policy direction, we can continue to make it more accessible to more Nevadans.
Okay. You recently released your legislative blueprints for your caucuses, both of you, I think. What are some of the priorities that you can share with us today? Leader Atkinson, you want to start with that one?
Just the same stuff that I just mentioned a little while ago. The other unique thing about the blueprint, as we call it, kind of our priorities for session, is that we get the opportunity to work with both houses. Speaker Fryerson and I have spent a lot of time over the last few weeks going through that, looking at that, comparing it to our members' list and the bills and topics that they have outlined, because we got to remember there's 13 in our house at least, and they all have different districts that have different demands. And so we do our best to make sure that everyone is getting a little bit of something in our blueprint. So all of the things that I mentioned before, education, the renewable portfolio standards, et cetera, all of those things are in there. And I think that stuff that makes our community better and safer, the background checks bill and all that information is in there. And so those are things that we're gonna be tackling this session, and our blueprint is just something that we kind of look to guide us as the session goes along.
And we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we return to our interview with Mary Beth Sewald, hosting Jason Fryerson and Kelvin Atkinson.
Speaker Fryerson, are there any big challenges this session that might be different than what we've seen in the past or anything new?
Well, I think that we have a responsibility to lead as statesmen. And I think that there are often times, and we saw this in 2015, a rush to advance an agenda that might not necessarily be in the state's best interest. And we should not take advantage of the power that we have being in charge of both houses and the executive. I think the biggest challenge is going to be making sure that we're responsible with this opportunity, and we're committed to doing that.
Okay. Nevada has gotten a lot of positive media lately, I have to say, about the fact that both houses are majority female. Has that changed, or how has that affected the dynamic this year?
Well, you know, I'll jump in. Folks need to remember that I was recruited by the first female speaker of the state assembly. She was my predecessor and my mentor. Yeah. I think women have had have made their mark in this state for some time. But there's one thing to be heard and there's another thing to be at the table. So we are excited. Majority of my leadership team are female. Majority of my chairs are female. My majority leader is female. My assistant majority leader is female. So we have a tremendous opportunity to have that kind of experience at the table, and I'm excited for what those members are going to bring to the experience.
Excellent. And leader,
I'm going to ask the same. So I was asked this question a few days ago, kind of had this kind of catty response, and speaker wasn't around, but I said, you know, the Senate's kind of always had a female majority. I'm just glad the Senate, the Assembly decided to catch up to us. And so, you know, we're thrilled, you know, the opportunity to lead this wonderful group of women. You know, I quickly chose Nicole Cannizzaro as my assistant, majority leader assistant, and we have six people on our leadership team, and four of them are women. You know, as it relates to policy, they're going to continue to do the things that they do, and that's, you know, wonderful things. You know, most and all of our chairs are women, and so they're leading really, really important committees. Like I said, we couldn't be more thrilled where we are, and as the speaker said, having the opportunity to lead this dynamic group of women. I mean, let's just be clear, we had three competitive races this summer, and we chose women in all three of them. So we knew what we were getting, and we knew what we were after. So we're thrilled.
And I know there's been a lot of conversation as well about the number of folks who are new to the session this year, the leaders. Is that dynamic affecting things, and how are you kind of getting those new folks up to speed a little bit on some of the issues?
I think that's a reflection of term limits, and we're going to continue to see a larger number of new representatives every cycle. We have a robust training program to try to get candidates ready to educate them about the issues, but what's great about the state of Nevada is we have a citizens legislature, and that's made up of folks from all walks of life. We are excited, for example, to have a majority female legislature, but no one would dare presuppose what they're going to do. They, you know, our leaders come with their own minds. We have the first Asian American candidate in the assembly or representative in the assembly in our caucus. So we have a diverse group of folks that are all committed to it. But again, having a citizens legislature, this is the process, and we're going to have to get accustomed to having new folks with term limits and getting them caught up to speed on a lot of issues.
Okay, very good. Well, that's our first segment today. Will you stay with us for the next one?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Coming up next, business and education are hot topics at the legislature this year. Stay with us. We'll continue with our conversation right after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Mary Beth Seawald, and I am here with our guests, Senate Majority Leader Kelvin Atkinson and Assembly Speaker Jason Frierson. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. Small businesses are the fabric of our community. I know they're important to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, and they're also important to you. Leader Atkinson, tell us what are some of your small business priorities that you could share with us and our viewers.
Well, I think there's a few, and I think there's a few that has been highlighted by myself and including the governor. I think the Small Business Advocacy Office is at the top of most of our list. I think that's important to make sure that we get through this session. Having a place for small businesses to go to, as we call one-stop shop, where they can kind of get off the ground and without spending a lot of money. Right now, if you're a small business and you're trying to get through this kind of red tape stuff, you're spending money you don't have on consultants and all this other stuff. And I think that, well, we have an opportunity to kind of help small businesses get off the ground here in our state. I think we found out the hard way through some recessions and stuff that we had, and we had wished that we had diversified our economy a little bit more. And I think small businesses is a great way to go to diversify the job sectors in our state.
I'm glad you brought that up, because Governor Sisolak actually asked me and asked the chamber to participate with the Small Business Advocacy Group. How would you recommend that the chamber could be an advocate or a participant in that effort?
Well, I think what's most important is that the chamber come to the table. There's nothing more frustrating to a policymaker than advancing some policy and not hearing until after the fact that there might be some consequences that we didn't consider. So we are committed to making sure that we have an open dialogue and that chamber members and small businesses are at the table. We recognize that over 90% of the businesses in the state of Nevada are small businesses, and that's what drives our economy. That's the largest employer. It's comprised of small businesses. So we have to continue to make sure that we remove red tape, that we make it easier with the licensing process for folks to start. We're looking at a worker co-op bill that would allow more folks that don't individually have resources to be able to collectively have the opportunity to start small businesses. So we're excited about some great policies that are coming forward and looking forward to having it, but it has to be an open and collective conversation, and it has to be centered around making sure that we have a stable business environment moving forward. We can't expect folks to invest in new businesses unless they can have some predictability, and we're committed to making sure that we focus on that.
And so as far as you're concerned, the biggest value that the chamber, for example, could bring would be to educate and to work with you all on the front end so that we all are aware of what are the potential consequences or things like that of bills that you all are considering.
I think he's absolutely right. I mean, talking about that stuff prior hand, because, you know, I tell everybody we're a legislative body. We're of 63. There's good and bad about being a citizens legislature, and the bad sometimes is we don't sometimes get every single issue. And so, as the speaker said, and I mean, he's like me in that regard, is we like to have open doors meetings. We like to be able to bring people in and talk about issues and not make everything about us as if we know it all, because we know that there are businesses out there that are trying to make it, and they may bring up one or two things that we didn't think about. You know, we didn't, you know, and myself, you know, just, you know, having a business myself and not knowing certain things until you make some mistakes, and some mistakes are costly. And if we can make that easier, and by inviting you guys in, the Urban Chamber and some of the others, to talk about some small business opportunities, I think it makes us better as a state.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Chamber works collectively with urban, Asian, mm-hmm. Latin, and mm-hmm. so forth. So we pride ourselves on being able to come to the table together mm-hmm. in order to work with the legislators. So I appreciate that feedback. Mm-hmm. I also know that education, we talked a little bit about education already, but to go back to that a little bit, it's a key issue for businesses in our community. And I would ask Speaker Frierson, what are some of the things that you are working on to develop Nevada's workforce?
Well, we have to work on apprenticeship programs to make sure that we can transition our students into the workforce. We also have to recognize that not every student is going to go to college, and we need to make sure that they have meaningful opportunities for employment through workforce development and those apprenticeship programs. So that's something that, again, the majority leader and I are very committed to doing. At the end of the day, we have a lot of opportunity in the state of Nevada. We have diversified some, and we have to continue to do that. We're at a point where we have technology coming to the state, and we need to make sure that we have workers prepared to enter those workforces.
I know I'm on the board of Workforce Connections, and the one big theme that we hear from our members at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce is the talent pool is shallow. Can you help us train folks? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, I mean, from all walks, you know, blue collar, white collar, or tech, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So are there any things specifically that you could recommend or that you're working on this legislative session?
Well, I mean, I think the speaker hit the nail on the head. I think some of it is, is working with our community colleges and some of our universities and making sure that they have what they need to educate our, I mean, sometimes they're out there, but they don't know what we need and what businesses need that are trying to grow in this state. Either they've moved here or are contemplating coming here, but they know themselves they don't have the student force and the criteria here to teach the kids on their new technologies. And so take Tesla, for instance. Tesla's been going around the last few months kind of educating us on programs and tech jobs that they are trying to offer to our citizens, and that they're talking to the universities and community colleges about, and trying to get those students ready to be able to take those jobs. And so we don't have to have all these students from other states and kids from other states coming in here taking jobs that we're trying to create for our natural Nevada citizens. And so I think that that's really, really, really key. And I think the chamber and other folks can do a pretty good job of relaying some of that stuff to us. I mean, you hear about businesses and chambers and some of these others hear about businesses that are either contemplating or have tech stuff here or want to have that here. And they just need to talk to us, and we can relay that to our colleges and universities and try to get some criteria built around some of those job sectors.
I think we also really need to focus on career and technical academies. We have a model that works. Yep. We have thousands of students on a wait list, and I think that would be a great investment in a program that works to assign those to different various industries, and it's successful. It's already successful.
Yeah. Speaking of workforce, let's talk about, switch gears to veterans for a second. Nevada is, of course, a big military state with Nellis Air Force Base and all the other military installations. There are a lot of veterans who choose to retire here. What are some of the things that you all are working on to create more employment opportunities for our veterans here in Nevada?
Well, look, we made a lot of advances last session, and we are all committed to making sure that Nevada is the friendliest veteran state in the country. We have a lot of work to do, but I think whether it be providing extra opportunities for veterans to get contracts and employment opportunities, I think that we have to continue to look for ways to make sure that their needs are met. Again, last session, I was proud of the work that we were able to do to start, you know, a construction on a facility or the development of a facility up in Northern Nevada. And we're going to continue to work to make sure that veterans are heard, whether it's in projects such as the stadium in Clark County or other new business opportunities where they have a veteran-owned business that just needs a shot. I think that we have an obligation to make sure that they are heard and at the table, and they have been. They'll continue to be.
Yeah, and, you know, just making sure that they're, you know, I think people are under the misnomer sometimes that they don't necessarily need work, and they do, and creating those opportunities. I remember this state being hit pretty hard in our construction industry, and I know the speaker mentioned about the stadium, and now we're at an opportunity where we don't have enough construction workers in our state, and so we're trying to build a stadium. The LVCVA is expanding. And you know, and if you go around the town, now our new state flower is the cone. And so, that, you know, every street is being worked on, which tells us, one, that we have some financial capital to be able to repair our roads, and but it's also putting people back to work. You know, it was at some point the number one hit industry in our state, and I think now they're probably the number one growing industry in the state, and it's good to see. But I think that's an area where, I mean, and I've been here from veterans, like, that's an area where they like to participate in and be a part of. I ran into some veterans at the at the Raider Stadium, and one of the guys told me, I was set to retire last year. And I said, well, what happened? He said, I couldn't retire and not participate in building this stadium. And so I think those are some of the things. And housing has always been an issue for them and some of the other things. And I think, we got people like Senator Spearman, who's she's veteran everything. And so we rely on her as a caucus to kind of help lead us in that regard.
Okay. We have a new governor, obviously. How is it going? Give us a sense of how things are going with the new governor and what are some of the things on the horizon?
I tell her 17 years, 17 years of not had a governor of my own party being here. So it's been good. The governor's had an open door policy to myself and the speaker. We've been able to engage on conversations. It's 120 days. We're not going to agree on everything, that's for sure. But the main part is being able to sit down and having, as my grandmother would say, adult conversation on issues. And I think we have been able to do that successfully with not only him, but his staff. Michelle White is a great addition. She was our staff for quite some time, and so we have great familiarity with her and able to talk to her about a litany of things. I like a lot of the changes that the governor is making in regards to some of his leadership as well and some of his departments and appointments, and I think it's serving us pretty well. But, the biggest part, again, is just being able to be open and transparent and have discussions with him about what we think, and he's been able to do the same thing with us. And so I think the relationship is there, and I think that'll help us to have a successful session.
Okay. Well, excellent. That'll have to do it.
Yeah.
That's the last word, I guess. Right. Leader Atkinson, Speaker Frierson, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck in the rest of the session.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to Mary Beth Seawald. On our next program, Mason Van Howling, the CEO of University Medical Center. We'll see you then.